With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now on The Fan, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, one of my bosses, the president of the Milwaukee Admirals, John Greenberg, joins the show. Greeny, thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, John Greenberg is one of my bosses at the Milwaukee Admirals. Mr. Greenberg, I apologize for the casual introduction. How is my job performance doing so far?
You're doing just fine, and I would prefer you call me John anyway, so that works just fine there, Billy.
Okay, nice.
Billy?
John goes to... That seems like a raise might be in order soon enough.
That sounds like it, Billy.
This weekend, John, we got a couple
let's not get crazy.
A couple of big games with the Troy Grosnick bobblehead, a Milwaukee native or a Wisconsin native being honored on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the first Admirals player ever from southeastern Wisconsin, having grown up in Brookfield and played in the Elmbrook system, went to Brookfield East, and we're really excited about that. And it's a neat bobblehead. It's got Troy wearing a cheese head in a great goalie pose. So that one's a lot of fun. First 5,000 fans will get one of those things to Lee Jean. So that's a good way to kick off the weekend. Get your cabin fever taken care of by coming out to the Admirals game and get out of the house.
What about the Badger marching band? That's got to be one of the bigger promos that you guys do every year. I think it's my favorite promo that you guys do every year.
Yeah, Sparky, I'll tell you, that's actually my favorite every season is the visit of the Badger band. And frankly, it's only made more special this year by the fact that it's going to be Mike LaCrone's last visit as the band director for the Badgers after 50 years of leading the band. And he's been with us, I believe, of the 14 years we've been doing this, I mean, he's been with us for 13 of them. So they're going to be there 165 strong band members on Saturday night. And the atmosphere that those guys create, gals and guys create, is just so much fun. It just really adds to the whole experience. And they come on the ice and play a fourth period, which is just so much fun. It's really just a great night of entertainment.
Now, because I've never seen it, John, and you're saying they come on the ice. Now, do they have special shoes, or we got a carpet down? I mean, I just want to see a tuba player falling down.
No, matter of fact, Gary, we've got kids that come out there with skates on. The ice is all chewed up. It's just kind of like snow. They're out there sliding around, having fun. Okay. Mike's out there at center ice, just out in his regular shoes. So we have yet to have any issue, and I keep my fingers crossed that we don't have one on Saturday night. But it's really fun, and they don't get to do this up in Madison, so this is kind of their big opportunity to have a really unique experience. And that's why, you know, these are all volunteer things that the kids in the band have to sign up to do, and so to have 165 of them coming out to do this just is a testament to what a fun experience it is, not only for the kids in the band, but for the fans as well.
Talking with Milwaukee Admirals President John Greenberg here on the Wendy's Big Show. John, when you look at that situation as well, I have yet to fall on the ice myself, and it's something that was one of my biggest fears. It was also a fear of mine that sometimes things happen behind our back. Jeff Jarrett at Salute to Wrestling Night last weekend at UWM Panther Arena. Did you know that he was going to be at the Royal Rumble and be on television the next night?
I had no idea. He and I had a really fun chat in the media room before the game and before the doors were even open. He's from Nashville, and we were talking all about the Predators, and he's a friend of Sean Henry's, who's the president of the Predators. And I had no idea that he was going to go there and get smacked over the back with a guitar.
That's crazy. Hey, you guys also have Sticks coming to the Admirals game, too, coming up on February 8th, right?
Yeah, next a week from tomorrow. So a huge promotional schedule. We're actually just a third of the way through a 9-game homestand, which is, that's a lot of home games, but we've packed in a lot of entertainment. And Sticks is coming up next Friday night on the 8th. There still are some tickets available for that. They are going quickly, and if people are interested in that, they should act pretty soon. We don't want them to get shut out of being able to see that. So Classic Rock and these guys, we've had them a couple of times over my 14 years, and they're just really a lot of fun to be around, just hit machines.
Now, in a couple of months as well, Billy Currington will be here. There are still tickets available for that game, I believe?
There are. That's up on April the 13th. That's our last regular season game of the year, and that one is also selling very well. And we had Billy a few years ago as well, and just a lot of fun. Really, the people we're bringing in this year, going from Brett Young last week Friday, who was put on a great show for us, and we also have Judah and the Lion, which is an alternative band who are just releasing new music that we've heard a bunch of, and we think they're going to be huge by the time they're rolling into Milwaukee on March 8th. So still some great concerts and entertainment ahead of us.
And a great weekend of hockey at UWM Panther Arena as the Milwaukee Admirals give away Troy Grosnick bobbleheads. First 5,000 fans on Friday night, a Brookfield native. And then on Saturday night, being joined by the UW marching band at UWM Panther Arena, John Greenberg, Milwaukee Admirals president. Appreciate the time as always, Greeny, and we'll see you this weekend.
Great. Thank you, guys.
That's John Greenberg, one of my bosses on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.